the Gemara in Beitzi Yitzayin, that if you only need a small amount of water, Marbe B'Shiyum is Matanyant. If it's open Gemara, that if you only, even though you need 6 ounces of water, you cook up a gallon of water. But very, very important, only in one action. You can't, if you're cooking water, you can't pour more in if you want more. Marbe B'Shiyum means in one Maisa, you're accomplishing more. That's what Marbe B'Shiyum means, right?
Force it is on, you're filling up water.
So that's going. That's I want to tell you. That's one of my attaim for showers. I tie it. That's Rabbi Kiveg's kasha. That's one of my attaim for showers.
That was a good question.
Rabbi Kiveg. Okay, yes. I have the Rabbi Kiveg. Sure. I brought the Rabbi Kiveg.
So where's the Gemara mean? Where's Mara Bishur? Normal case of Mara Bishur.
Nachtam. Gemara Nizayin. The Gemara says when Nachtam needs a small amount of water, you can fill up the chavis mayim.
Right.
You turn on the fire. It does. He only needs a small amount of water. Kiton shel mayim. But he can cook up a whole barrel. He's just turning on the fire, so it's cooking up a whole barrel. So Lamash, I always tie, and this is why my big heter on Yontif. If a woman wants to prepare a meal for the night, the first day Yontif, but you can't cook the first day Yontif for the second night of Yontif. It's one is Yontif, one is Chol. You can't. But if you have to make something for the children, if you're making noodles for the children, so you can cook up a whole pot of noodles, even if you only need one portion. So if you're not haram, not the Bible speaks about haram, but without haram, you're making supper for the kids. So then you can make the supper for the adults also, as long as you do it in one action. Yeah. It's like I once tied it. When you pour in the noodles, you have to turn over the box in one shot. You can't pour it in little by little, because that's two actions. So you have to turn over the box.
You can turn it over, but stop, let's say, halfway through, and you only need a quarter of it.
But you don't, but you don't have to stop.
Yeah.
You turn over the box, and it could all fall in, because it's being Ma'ar B'Shum in one action. It has to be one action. Mi'oy Mashma. This is the Ran in the second paragraph. I blew it up a little bit for the item's convenience. U'mi'oy Mashma, v'l'rabos b'shiura b'yantif mutter. It's mashma. It's beferish. The rabbis b'shir b'yantav mutter. So here's the kasha. Udamrinan l'kamon de mezamnis ha'akom b'yantav. Why can't you invite a guy b'yantav? Remember that sugya? He's afraid you cook more for the guy. I remember b'shir is mutter. What are you afraid you cook more for the guy? And you're
also,
not cook.
Also l'cham b'lai
l'nachum. Yeah, but so what? But my b'shir is mutter. Right. Say yes. Udamrinan l'kam fake the ran. Udamrinan l'kam de mezamnis ha'akom b'yantav. Gzeira shemiyar b'shvilo, hainu that is shemiyar be b'shvilo b'gedera acheres, a separate pot. If it's in the same pot, it's mar b'shum, it's mutter. Even though, as David says, this is what confuses people. You can't cook for a guy, but if it's mar b'shum, just like it doesn't matter if I need it for the next day for a guy, I don't need it. Mar b'shum is mutter. So why can't you cook for a guy by mice? You could. You can be Ma'abi B'Shiurim. We're afraid you cook a separate pot for the guy. That's what we're worried about.
Maybe the Pasuk means also that can't be Ma'abi. That's why you can't say.
Yeah, you have no riot to that. Right, that would, yeah. Miu. So now he has a stira for the Mar Menachas. Ikal made it when he boiled and pecked by B'Shmol B'Menachas. Chayla Shemdu L'Shtei Grayus. A chayla they assessed him L'Shtei Grayus. He needs two figs. Viku Shtei Grayus B'Shtei Oksin. And on two oitzin, shtei grogis b'shtei oitzin. That means you'll have to pull off one from each branch. The shalosh b'oiketzech. And three on one. So Gemara Milas Kler is hei misa, hei maisina.
Two
maises,
one
mais. Hei maisina. What do you do? Hei maisina. Shtei maisinan, dechazin lei. So you'll have to two, remember, the two are two separate maises. Pluck off one and pluck off the other. Olduma shalosh maisin. What do you say? You bring the three. Why? The Mamaik Bebetzir. Now this is the Gemara Shaila. It's very important to understand the Shaila because this is going to be the pilpul out in this Ran. It's about this Raya. Ran in the Sfasemis. That was the Gemara Shaila. You know, it's, I can do two Katsiris, one each, or one branch with three. That's the Gemara Shaila. What's better to do? Because I'm doing extra. If I take off the branch with three, I'm accomplishing more, but I'm doing it with less actions.
What's this? This is the
mice of
doing the actual.
Right? So if I do two ksiras, I'll only get two. But if I do one ksira, I'll get extra. The Gemara's maskana is the shalosh maisin. You do the one, because I'd rather do one ksira if I'm doing more than two ksiras, even if I'm not doing extra. shtayim lo meisin. Shemamayit bebetzir adif. It's better to do less meisa ketziris.
If you would did this on Shabbos, it would be a chalak if it would be chayiv in 201.
So we'll talk about that. We'll see in the Sasemis, we'll see in the Ran, we'll see about that. That's part of the pilbul. First of all, it's machlokes, the Rashba and the Ran, if mar b'shur man Shabbos is asa midaraisa midrabana. So we'll see about that. Okay? So that's the Gemara Menachos. So he brings a raya from that Gemara. But let's say, this is clear in that Gemara. Let's say the chayla needed two figs. And there was one branch with two figs and one branch with three figs. Then it would be asr if there would be two branches. One branch of two figs and one branch of three figs. It's the same action. It's clear in that Gemara, then you wouldn't be allowed to take one of the three figs. So what I might assume is Motan Yantav. Why isn't it Motan Shabbos? So this is the Ran, this is the steer of the Ran. And Meseches.
What are you over when you do three figs instead of two?
We're learning a Ran and Beitza in the second pair. Last year in Beitza.
If you do three instead of two.
Yeah. What are you actually doing?
What?
When you do three instead of two?
You're doing more, you're accomplishing more than you need to accomplish.
So what are you,
we bring a Raya sample, the Gemara Menachos. Right? We're talking about Mar B'Shirim. And it's Mutan Yantav. And Yantav, even you only have to cook up a little water, you're allowed to cook up a gallon of water. Yet, it's clear in a Gesugya Menachos that if you have a branch with two figs and a branch with three figs, and the Chayla Sheish Basakana only needs two, so you're not allowed to tear off the branch.
Exactly. What are you? That's what I'm asking. What are you when you did three?
You're accomplishing more. You're doing more malach.
What is the
maybe it's the Rabbana. Maybe it's only the Rabbana.
Is the Isra the Maisa of what I'm doing or what I accomplish? Because if it's the Isra, it's the same.
It's the same Maisa. This right. Is an Isra of Mar B'Shiur.
How do you know that the Isra is what you're accomplishing as opposed to the action?
Action Maisa. Well, that's a stira. In Yantif, we say, if it's the same Maisa, it can be Mar B'Shiur. So that's the theory of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I once saw Mishnah Brura. Is there? This has a little to do with my pilpul and the Gemara there. If you have a little animal, a big animal, is that called marbe b'shiur? You have to shecht an animal. If you want to shecht an yontif, so you can shecht a big animal if you need a little animal. If you only need a little animal, so can you shecht a big animal? So it's not pasha.
Is it the result of the actual mice? What's the issue?
So that anyantiv, this is the steer though. Anyantiv, start from the beginning. Anyantiv, we say Mar B'Shurim is mutter. If you're doing the same action, even though you're accomplishing more, there's no issue. Yet it's a sugya menachos. See the sugya menachos again. What's the sugya menachos? The shaila is like this. There were two single branch. The Chol Sheish Basakana needed two figs. There was one fig on one branch, one fig on another branch, and one branch with three figs. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. You have to get these cases. I read to enjoy this whole shiur. So the Shaila of the Gemara is the one branch had one fig. One branch had one fig. See that? So the Gemara wants to know, should I take off those two because I only need two? But there's one branch with three figs, so should I take off the branch with three figs, but I'm getting an extra fig? So the Gemara's misupik, and the Gemara comes out, the Gemara has the suffix, which is interesting, and the Gemara comes out, lemuti b'tzira adif, only do the one branch, because here I'm doing one, I'm cutting off one branch. That's I'm accomplishing
logical,
an extra
logical.
Yeah, it's common sense. It's the whole pilpul is about the rab was the havamina. You'll see the machleik is Taran and Rashba. What was the havamina of the Gemara? It's Hasemis and
we'll see.
Well, the
melachah is the melachah's measure how many actions, how many
betziris.
Right.
But so the Ran says from that Gemara you see clearly that if there were two figs on one branch and three figs on another branch, you'd be mechuyev to cut off the branch with two figs, even though you're doing the same betzira. Means ma'abim b'shiurim is asa. What is ma'abim b'shiurim asa? It means I'm doing the same action, but if I can do the action with accomplishing less malacha, I'm mechuyev to do the malach, the betzira. Right, that they can accomplish, even though it's the same ma'isa.
Right.
Now, you'll see the Rashba is telling the Rabbanan, so this is steer. On Shabbos, we say Mar B'Shurim is Asur. And on Yantav, we say it's Mutav. So he answers. We're about 14 lines into the Ran. Mashma. Let me get a bigger one. Yeah. Ma'ad kan.
One place is deeper and one place.
That's one of the teruts. That's one of the teruts. Kegabdim shtaim shneuk tzmika ribi betzirav mashma. That gemar menachas. The pshitlam the shneim b'chach the shloshim b'chach it's acher. If the one branch has two and one branch has three, that wasn't a shaila. The shtaim I seen shloshim I seen libir b'shira asa. So what's the difference? So the interesting, the Rashba doesn't answer that. Tirutz Ri, the Ri doesn't answer that. The Hasam of Shabbos daf the Easter skila. Shabbos is more chamer than Yantif. Shabbos is a skila. Avod Yantif is a lav, he kilu. Now, by the way, I guess this makes sense if it's only the Rabban. If it'd be the rice, it'd be hard to make this skila. Right. If it's a chumra the Rabban, and you say, a Yantif, it's only a lav, they didn't make the chumra. By Shabbos, now he has the Gemara Neiriv. One more Gemara. You have to study another Gemara. How you know the Shabbat Chamimi? The Tinuk spilled out the hot water. Now you can't do a bris in those days. You couldn't do a bris without washing the baby in hot water. So the hot water spilled out. So they said, "I'm Rav Nishayla Imei." It's the mother. Itzvicha if she needs it, Nechem La Agav Imei.
What, add more water?
Yeah. That story was on Shabbos. And what does it mean, Agav Imei? That you'll Alma feel b'Shabbos Sharili Pur B'Shira. See, even on Shabbos, it's more to Ma B'Shira. The mother needs it. Now, the round floor is Chol Sheish B'Sakana. It's the eighth day. It can only be Machal Shabbos 7 days. So you know what Tais isn't getting. It could be mentioned the 7 days, Mes La'es. So the eighth day is the seventh full 24 hours from the birth. So it could be it's Ayyidah Yisrael. That was the Havamin. The Shaila is in Nakamar and Erevin. Who's going to cook up? A guy or a Yid? So Rabbi Kivega says, so the Ram says, because he was learning a Yid is going to do it. You're going to cook up the mother's a chalosh yesh basakana, and you cook extra water for the baby. Since even in Shabbos, my bishum is mutter. Lo shash, shazal, chim betosis. Agvei de akum kam. Agvei de akum. Meant how they goy. Agvei de akum kama. If I yid, of course, it wouldn't be marba, my bishum, even for bris milah. But it's talking the other day, guy. That we'll see. That Rabbi Kivega talks about that. We have the Rabbi Kivega. I don't want to say that until we study Rabbi Kivega. You're saying, so what does it help a guy?
Guess what's Tais answering?
Well, I could say it's a shvus. If my bishum is under Rabbanan, it's a shvus to shvus, but Malcolm it's. It's a shvus to shvus. Tell your guy to do a Rabbanan. If my bishum is only the Rabbanan. That's what the Rashba says. So Rashba says, you know what? This is the Rashba. But when I feel my first choice, somebody is welcome. You can learn as he is. Rashba is no raya. Rashi learns there's a guy there. You can learn it was a yid. I might be sure man Shabbos is also. The kivin lo mitzal midrabanon. Oh, the Rashbals might be sure is only also midrabanon. Midoraisa, as you were asking, you're doing the same maisa. Who cares what you're accomplishing midoraisa? The Isan Shabbos is doing a maisa. The amount you're accomplishing doesn't go into the chajbi. Midrabanon, they didn't want you to accomplish more. Came into the yant of Shari. And Yantif we matter it. So, you know, he means if it be the rice, it wouldn't be matter and Yantif either. Hasam gam mibilam shemitzvi tirule. Zal. Bishu bishabbos, lo mitzvah mid rabbanan. So Rashba says, you know what? Letzorech mila will be matter this the rabbanan. Ribishim is al yis the rabbanan. Letzorech mila. So you can even say yid. You're cooking up a yidai yid. Heitz ribishirim. Letzorech mitzvah. It's only in this the rabbanan. So the Ran said, this is the kash. Vitamani aleh. Freight the Ran, but Tamani Aleim, the Ri and the Rashba. Dim Kain, he says, if it's only the Rabbanan, the Ran's Kash is what was the Hava mean of that Gemara. Remember the Gemara Shaila? You have two figs, one fig on one branch, one fig on the other, or three figs on one branch. So where's Mesupe? Tamani Aleim. Dim Kain, Mai Kami Boy Lost Bim Nachas.
Obviously,
what was the Gemara Hava mean of that?
You take the three because it's.
If it's only Hissed Rabbanan, there's two Dorises.
Two Dorises and one Rabbanan.
So he says, if you like this, you see, the Sfasemis doesn't like this, but this is the Ran's Taina. He doesn't like the Ran. That's what I'm going to fight about tonight a little bit. The Tamani Aleim. The Ran is a Taima. Dim Kain, if Rebbe Bishum is only Hissed Rabbanan, accomplishing more when you do a Malach. is only the Rabbanu like the Rashba holds. Im kein Maikum Yibaylas Mimnachas. What was the Havmin of the Shaila with the two figs, one on each branch, or the three figs on one branch? Pshit of the Shaila is my sin. The Rebbe Shur learned some Rabbanu. You're doing one Katsira. You're accomplishing more. It's only in the Rabbanu. Rebbe Betsira. And you're doing two Betsiras. One fig and another fig. Mitzvah Midaraisa. So he says, now look at his mashal. See, he doesn't like the mashal, this Fasemis. The Fasemis is going to give him a mashal. See, what was the Gemara's Havamin? From the Havamin of the Gemara, you see, Rebbe Mishri must be Asa Midaraisa, he says. He says, the Elo Abdul Grogas Echav. Let's say they evaluated one Grogas. They evaluated the Chalon doesn't need two, he only needs one. So if you'd been three, you'd been only in the Rabbana. You've only a value for one.
Right.
If he does three, it's only my Bashur. If they value him for two, Bishnei Uktsim, like Evichav Chatas. He'd get Malkus. A Choshim is one fig. If you pull off another fig, Vichai Malkus. So that's his time.
You need two.
No, we think he's only one. Elam Dul Grogas Echa. He's giving you a new mashal. Let's say he would only need one. Uh-huh. That's his mashal. If you'd only need one and you cut off three, you'd only be an Oyster Drabana. But if you cut off two, you get Malkus. Chil Shabbos, Chil Yantif. Shabbos Fasemis says, you want to see this Fasemis on this? Right, we can study this Fasemis. Before we go back, we'll look at this Fasemis. He discusses this. You have the Sfasemis, the more they are. The Sfasemis is their little sheets.
Yeah,
this Sfasemis. Emes Amru, that's on the left, the Sfasemis. Emes Amru, Mal Ish Kedir Bas. I'm the Ran. Shemethalpol, Yosemat, Toyrelos, Be Kedira, Achas, Be Shabbos, Tuvashim Shil Choyl. That's the pilpul here. The Ran is going to say it's the Rashbal that's only with the Rabban and Mabim Shiorim. And the Ran, because of the Gemara Shaila Menachas, disagrees. A Rash because of the Rak mid Rabban and the Kilo be Yantif. Since it's only mid Rabban and Yantif, they make him. The Tamar Ran al Zeh. The Ran asked me, the boy, Bim Nachas, Choyle Shamdul, the Beis Gros. V'yesh Beis B'shtei Oktsin. Again, remember, the Gemara is talking about he needs two, and the two singles. Beis B'beis Oktsin. The Gemara's Havamin. Hey, my sinner. That was the Gemara's Havamin. Freak the Ran. If it's only the Rabbanan and Rebishim, the Havamin, it doesn't make sense. Ashta came to Shemin Aslam and Rabbanan, according to the Rashba. The Abdullah Grogas Achas. He's quoting the Ran. The Abdullah Grogas Achas. The Baishi Shosh Bogas Lavador writes a cloud. The Luhavi Beis Beshtei Utsin Loike Verav Chattas. Im Sheet and Shosh Masina Kan Varav Einshaf. So the Tzfasemis says a Pel on the Ran. Timali on the Ran. The man Dimyan who's there. It's not a good comparison. Who's there? I can't read the next word.
I think Vadai.
Vadai, right. Vadai, that's good. Vadai ilzach grochs echad. Of course the Rad is right. He's saying the marshal is correct. If you only need one, but here he needs two. So he says, Vadai ilzach grochs echad. Or maybe shtayim loke. Kem domok it's a beis sorach l'chayla. He did a whole Betzira for nothing. But he says, Betzirach Beis Grogas. Let's say the Chol needs two. And I have a choice, and I took two separate ones. V'ish Beis Bokatzach. V'lokach Shnaim Beis, Shnaim Beis Oktzim. This is his case, a new case. He needs two, and on one branch there's two, and another, and then there's two singles. Would that be the Raisa?
Take the two singles.
To take the two singles? He says, no. He says, for sure not. Near Deno Loka. You know why not? Koshin Deno Chayv Chat. That's why. Now, Chayv Chat, he says, it's Tobit Var Mitzvah. See, that bracket is not relevant to us. He's not Chayv Chat, because he's Tobit Var Mitzvah. He made a mistake. He thinks, for a mitzvah, it's Tobit Var Mitzvah, you don't be a Chat. But let's talk with Mazes. Came the Sof Sof Eila Shnaim Tzichim Lachoyla. Oh, that's his point.
He's bringing it back to a Dravana. What does he mean? If you had two on one, how can he say that? I'm a little fuzzy on that.
He's just giving a marshal.
If this is
well, this is the big. This is the big. You know, this is the big. This is the big mach like this.
He gave a mussel to say.
This is the big mach like this.
We're
learning it's a semis and the man.
He's showing that it's an action.
It's a big mach like this. You know what my Bibshirim is? If you accomplish more with the same action. You let them Beitzah just 1 minute. Okay, Rabbi said just for a minute to go over what we learned so far. Come on, Beitzah at Zion says we only need a little water. In the same action, you can cook up a whole thing of water, a barrel of water. My Bishurim, you're doing the same action, but accomplishing more. Anyant of my Bishurim is mutter. But the Sugya Menachas on Shabbos, which is what we're studying now in depth, my Bishurim is us. So that means if a chayla needs two figs, and one branch is two figs, and one branch has three figs, you're not allowed to cut it, even though it's the same maisa. My Bishurim means you're doing the same action, but accomplishing more. So you're not allowed to cut off the branch of three figs over the branch of two figs. The Ran learns it's only, the Rashba learns it's only the Rabban. The Is of my Bishurim is only the Rabban. That's the sheet of the Rashba. It's only the Rabban Haraya. Anyantiv, it's Mutav, it'd be also the Raisa. Why would it be Mut Anyantiv? So the Ran learns it's only the Rabban. So, And he asks on the Rashba, if it's only the Rabban and Marbi Shiurim. So that Mar Menachas was clarifying, if I have one branch, three, and two single branches, one fig, what should I do? Should I do the two singles or the three? So Ran says it's a Pella. If Marbi Shiurim be only the Rabbanim, let's say the Chol needed one, that's his Mashal, and you'd cut off the branch with three, it's Issa the Rabbanim. If you cut off the single branch, it would be Daraisa. So what's the Havamina that if it's only an Issa Rabbanan to do Marbe B'Shiurim, so of course he'd rather do one Issa Rabbanan than two Daraisas? That's the Chor, what the Rad means.
Yeah, but it's only, okay.
Is it two Daraisas, two Betziris, two singles, or one three? That's the case in Menachas, the Gemara Shaila. You have two single figs on a branch, and one branch with three. So what, should I cut off twice, two betziris, or one with an extra fig? So that was the Ran's raya. It must be an Issa d'oraisa. So he said, the Tamani al Ran. So we're picking up three lines before this, with turn the page of the Sfas Emes. The Tamani al Ran, of course there was no Sfas Emes in Yeshiva, you know, it was missing. Oh, it's the one on the Masech that you need, so I had to go home and get my Sfas Emes. But Baruch Hashem, we got it done. The Tamani al Ran. The Mahadimin is there. Vadai, ilutach l'garach echad. So the Fasem is going to say, if your taka needed one, and you took off two singles, you'd be chayiv. But if you need two, this is the machlokes to run in the Fasem, and he's died. If you need two, and one branch has two, and the two singles, so he holds, you wouldn't be chayiv for that.
You're not chayiv, but it's a deraisi. You did it,
no, it's chayiv. If you don't need to be machal Shabbos, you're machal Shabbos. If you don't need to be Mechal Shabbos, it's not Hutrachil Shabbos, it's Duchiel. So if I could do one Betzira, I need two. And one branch has two, this is his Tain. This is what he says. He says, Aval Ilutzar, the last line here before the second piece. Ilutzar Begros, Vish Beis Ba'oikets Achot, Lachshnaim Be'beis Oikset. So he's convinced, Svasemis, you wouldn't be Chayef for that. Because you need two.
I agree with him. You're not.
I don't agree with him.
You're not.
I think the Rad doesn't agree with him.
Why? Because
there's no need to be Mechal Shabbos twice. If you only need to do one Betzir, why are you doing two Betziris?
I don't
see,
know.
This is what he's taking for granted, uh-huh. And this is Hibtarchin Golo HaRad. Says when I learned this Rad with the Talmidim, I say this is where the Rad is disagreeing. He says
Elul. He does need to. No. He could avoid the doing the
brother. Okay, so it can be Mechal Shabbos. You can avoid it. I ask you, if there's one fig that's not attached to the tree, and you cut, if I needed a fig and one attached to the tree and one in my basket, if I pluck off a fig, I wouldn't be chayev. Of course, if one fig is attached, I have a fig in the basket. Says, oh, I need it.
He tries it, and then he says, oh, I need another one, so he cuts another one.
It's Pashit. It's Pashit if you don't need to do it. So he's saying this, not Samus, but here you need two. So what? Avul ilu tzach beiz gros. Veish beiz bel kasechts. Lushnaim be beiz oks. And nire, the ain't a loike. Now, Ladni's tithing, this is where he's not correct. You would be loike. Because you'd be mechal Shabbos for an extra time for no reason. The koshkein deinu chayv chatas. So again, that's in the brackets. Deinu chayv chatas is not our sugya. He's saying it's mishayeg because it's top of our mitzvah. He gives another, but
he can't be like it. The reason for that, because the first one he was allowed to cut, the first one, the single one. Now he's in the drama. Now which one do you cut?
You mean if he has
so
to
he's got to cut one more, one way or another. So that's why he can't be like on it.
That's
he put himself into a dilemma.
I said putting one and then another one. He's allowed to cut.
That's the thing.
But if he cuts them both at the same time.
The first time he's allowed to cut?
That's he cuts them both at the same time.
Maybe that's
what he cuts both at the same time.
I mean, you weren't allowed to cut that one. Because he could have cut that one the moment he had two.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Once he cut the one.
Yeah,
then
he cut the one.
Should
have seen what he could do.
He's a chachmar, that's a nail.
Right. To put it into your safe
room. It's a show to be here.
It's interesting thought.
I think even if the Ryan agrees with this fuss, he would disagree.
My point is that he disagrees with this point. That's the way I
would argue.
You want to say that he's minded to this.
He could be minded.
Kevin the safe, but then he has a good chiluk. See, if you agree, once you agree to this, then you got to follow the Sfasemis. See, the Sfasemis is jumping on this rat. He says, Kivan the Saf Saf Elashnaim Tzichim Lachayla. See, his mashal is when you only needed one. That was the Ran's mashal. The Ran's mashal, it's not a good mashal. If you only needed one, and you took the one branch with three, you'd only chayv the Rabbana. If you took the singles, you'd be chayv. Sfasemis says, yeah, you're right, but here you need two. That's what he said. I don't like the Ran's Marshal. But it's only not a. Say, Avada the Marshal is weak, but it's only wrong if you're going to say like him that if you need two, even though you could have gotten two from one branch and you two from the single branches, you're not Chayef. Well, I equal it by the Hassam. So over there, you need the two singles. See, this is where it comes in. It's not a good Raya. What was the Havamina there? There, you didn't need one, you needed two. So he's doing two singles. So he needs what he's doing. Dasim came to Mula Beis. Beis Bukhat Sechad, U Beis Be Beis Uks, and Gimel Sechad, Lashit Sarashba. Imhoya Beis Be Bukhat Sechad. U Beis Be Beis Uks, the Gimel Sechad, Shit Sarashim. Yavi Beis Be Beis Uks, and Gimel Sechad, but Tavai Yisur Darban Mulvada. He's convinced, I think the Ran disagrees. He's saying there's no chil if you take the three from the one branch, or you take the two singles, it's only the Rabbana. And I say, no, that's it's a Doraisa.
One mice or two mice?
That's not my Bishiurim. If he only needs two, and one branch has two, and you cut off the two singles, it wouldn't be the Rabbana. Right. He assumes that it'll only be the Rabbanan, even though you could have gotten the two from one branch, and you take the two singles from each branch. But the only answer to Rabbanan.
Why does he say it's the Rabbanan?
Because both were needed. He needed
they're both needed, but I say, but you minimize Chil Shabbos.
He could have avoided doing the two. He could have done one with a different one. He could have cut two. But the mice are both of them that he didn't need it.
So, Mishmach, you like a base book, it's Echmi, Boylan, Heyad, Maskil, Mait, it's Wadif, it's Sarchi and Godel, our Rambas. Yes. So I say good Sarchi and Godel, but I think this is, so to me it's Machlaikas, the Vasemis and the Ran, this Shaila. And I agree. To me, it's logical. Even you have a good tainach, and I like your tainach.
So that's what he's saying. But b'shaget to have a tov b'dvar.
No, but shaget. But that's not. I didn't want to go into that.
That's what he was tov b'dvar mitzvah.
But that's shaget. We don't want to study. That's a different sugya. Yeah, that's a different sugya. I didn't want to go into shaget. Let's talk mazid. Shaget. That's what I'm saying. Shaget is it brings in another sugya.
The first one. That's where it was.
Yeah, you're talking shaget. You're not talking. Yes, the Rav. Yes, this the Rav before he does it. Rachaim says, we took one, they said, oh, can I take the other one? You know, if you took the first
one. Another
one
right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
what happened?
In a Hanami.
What happened if he did? He knew that's they were all bad. They're all
I'm talking when you knew, you saw.
If you had to make the right decision from the first time.
Yeah, that's the argument.
And that could be Doraisa. Doraisa, you have a choice of doing two Bitsiris or one Bitsira. You should do one Bitsira.
He's about to
run about
Machal Shabbos. He should check it out before he
does. So that's fascinating. Machlokes. This is very, very interesting. Machlokes. So we're talking about a lot of Rambas there. Okay, let's go back to the Rambas. This was just a little purple, you know, a little.
But you would say that even if the Ran held like that, it's as far as that it's two chatichos, there's two mice isers, and then the Gemara said it says Pashi, you should only do one mice iser. It's still a mice use. It's still a mice cutting on Shabbos. It's a melacha on Shabbos to cut each.
You want to be masking to Sasemis and still say the Ran makes sense. And even see, that's I always say that the Ran disagrees. Yeah. You want to say to me.
Except the only thing about why did he have to give this mashal? That's the problem I had. That's what supports you a little bit, that the Ran gives that mashal altogether. Because why didn't he just say that each cutting is a
ma'aser b'tzira? So of course
you should do one if you could do two if they're ma'aser. Therefore, so it proves it. So therefore, from the Havmin is good, the Gemara is Havmin. It seems that it's a
different. According to some Sfasemis, the Havmin is good, the Maskon is not so partial. Like, according to Sfasemis, they're both Issa the Rabbanon. Amazing. Yeah. Sfasemis holds, if you need two grugers, and one the two singles, and one branch is two, it's only Madrabanon if you take the two singles. Something Maskon is not so partial. He made the Havmin a little strong. So why is it Menuta Betzira? Okay, you have to say it's Fart. It's Fart. It's a better Drabanon. A better Marbim Shurim than make two Betziras, even though it's also only Drabanon.
True.
So Maskon is starker like that. Okay. So the Ran says, this is the Marshal, second wide line, third wide line, the Vichon Nerali. Okay, so we have a little Machlaikis. The Rashbal's Rebishuim is only Wasim Midraban. Chil Nerali, Barer, Dreyashur Bishabis Midraisim. And the Gemara's Havamim.
Mabishuim
is Daraisim.
So now why is it allowed on Yontif?
By the way, Rabbi, I just want to say like this. To me, it's pashut like this. This shaila, if you could take two in one branch and two singles, are you over nisa daraisa? Depends if my b'shum is asa daraisa darabon. Let's start again. In other words, the original shaila, it's fasemis with the ram. Let's see, it's two figs and it's two singles. The chavishim needs two singles, two figs. And there's two singles, and there's one branch with two figs. A new case. One branch with two figs, and two singles. So, is he over Nisa Doraisa if he pulls off the two singles? So I say that's totally if Mabishum is Doraisa Rabban. Should I explain myself? I'll explain myself. Because if Mabishum is the Rabbanon, so then it could be an Issa Daraisa to pull off the two singles. You can only do without any Issa Daraisa. But if Mabishum is Asa Midaraisa, but if Mabishum like the Ran holds, Mabishum is Asa Daraisa.
So you didn't do anything.
So then you'd be Mabishum is also Daraisa. So you can't be over Issa Daraisa if you did two singles because you can't escape an Issa Daraisa.
That's not called Mabibishur. So if it's two, if you need two. No, you have to give a case of three.
I'm going to bring you up, Kivega. Hang in. I'm going to resolve this question, Rabbi Kivega.
I have another question, Rabbi Kivega. One action relative, even if it is Daraisa.
Okay, right.
Is it action or is it result?
But I'm just saying, my svar is this my svar. I'm just saying, it's funny because I gave Shimon this on Gittin, this Ran. There's a Tyson Gittin that speaks about Mabbe Shirin, Tyson Gittin. So this year I gave Shimon Gittin, so I taught my class this Sugya.
It's not so, Shimon has no Maisa, the second one.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. If Mabbe Shirin is also Doraisa. So the point is, if I have. If you need two and you pull off the two singles, so you can do without any sir. You just need but get what you need. Do one but see and get what you need. Right. The shaila is if you have a single branch of three and you do two singles. I want to know if the Cholabachal needs two, and one branch is three, and one branch has two singles.
So that would
be over the Sfasemis.
No. That depends.
That's the Sfasemis, isn't it? That's the case.
Yeah, but that's even if Mabishum is the Rabbana. But my tanya, if Mabishim is the raisa, then for sure they're not over.
Doesn't have the same value.
I'm saying they're arguing only when Mabishim is the Rabbana.
Have the same value as
what would the
no, you know what I mean? Because I mean like
what's
this.
What's
you
the
can't avoid can't this is the raisa.
Both things. What's the av of Mabishim?
What's the av? It's
technical. We need some.
If it's the raisa, I know. It means
what's the av over here?
So whatever the malach is.
It is a machleik, so Rabbi Kivega and Chassam Sofer. That's what I wanted to show you. It's Rabbi Kivega. I have Rabbi Kivega here for the island. And the Chassam Sofer, I didn't bring in the Chassam Sofer, but it's he argues. See, it seems Rabbi Kivega holds if Mabdishim is the rice, it's losachrosh. The rice means.
The malacha, whatever the malacha
is. Now you have two different levels. So the Shaila is now two different levels. Versus two
twice,
of one.
Two times chassis, two times.
That's the
level. Same half.
You
have
twice.
You're double. Well, it's like Chayrish and Chayrish. I mean, that's the same. Halamacha, Shtei Alamas.
Two separate Shemus, or two Malachas.
Me'ein
one
av. See you later. Some Sofer holds it's a nisid d'oraisa, but it's not mamish d'malacha. Who's going to answer Rabbi Kivega's kash? It's a nisid d'oraisa, but it's not. But it's not mamish. You would be chav skila for it. It's just d'oraisa.
Really?
By chatzit shiur, mamish.
It doesn't have the same value.
That's how he answers Rabbi Kivega's kash. Oh, I need another one. Okay, we're waiting. Rabbi Kivega's waiting. Vichel nearly bar. Vichel nearly bar. The Vaday Ribishir Bishabs in the Rice in it. It's also in the Rice, be my Bishir. In the Rice.
And Shabbos.
So if you have one branch with two figs, and one branch with three figs, and the Cholin needs two, it's also in the Rice to pull off the branch with three figs. That's what he's saying.
Even though it's only one mice in here, it's two mice.
Right. Well, it's one mice. They're both one mice. One branch with two, one branch with three. So this is the Rice to pull off the branch with three. Because you can accomplish less.
There's two figs and two branches.
So that's what we're clearing. That's what I'm clearing. If the two branches, so that's the Gemara Shaila. That was the Gemara Shaila. And the Gemara comes out to take the three figs and one branch. But the only thing is, if that's an Isidor, but if the Gemara is being Matir, so then I tied, if you do the two single ones, it's not Muchach. If Ma'abashir is Asidor Raisa, so it's not the two single ones should be only Asidor Rabbanu, because anyway you have to do an Asidor Raisa.
It's worse.
You have to do more, you have to do. Because you have to bring, because then you have Ben, you know what I'm timing, Ben?
You only have to bring one korban then.
Again, in the case of the Gemara, where the Chayla needed two, and there were two single branches and one tree and one branch with three. So Gemara comes out, take the one with three. Take the one with three. Even though you bring Ma'abashir.
Two
mice versus one mice. So it's better to do one b'tzira. You need b'tzira. Now, what happens if you take these two singles? Would be yovin nisa d'oraisa? That's our shayla. If you take the two single ones, would be yovin nisa d'oraisa.
Well, then
you want to do the CD2. No, I'm saying no. I'm saying, of course, according to Sasemis, you wouldn't be yovin nisa d'oraisa. Of course. Sasemis holds, even if Mabashim is the Rabbanan, you wouldn't be yovin nisa d'oraisa. See, this Hasem is arguing on the Ram with Mabashim is the Rabbana. But I'm saying if Mabashim is the Raisa, so I have to do a Doraisa more than one Betzira. See, this Chalashish Pesachana, Midoraisa, I can't just do one Betzira. I have to do more. Now, if accomplishing was much Doraisa, so you're supposed to do the less. It's better to do that Doraisa of Mabashim. But if I do two singles, you can't say it's Asa Daraisa because I did an extra Betzira, but especially Kutra B'Kirego, see, my Bishurim is Betzira also. So the Gemara says it's better to do this, but it can't be to the rice if you do the two singles because you have to, you can't say,
well,
you
could. It's still better to do one Ma'asidah.
Yes, so the Gemara comes out, but I'm saying that the Sfasemis is Zicharat. It wouldn't be an Asa Daraisa. And even the Ran would agree that this wouldn't be an Issa D'Oraisa if you take off the two singles. If the only choice is to take off a three, and Mabishum is D'Oraisa.
Right.
Because you're going to have to do something D'Oraisa more than the Chayla needs.
Right.
There are two choices here. I have to do more D'Oraisa than the Chayla needs. What does it mean? Is accomplish more or do two Mises?
Right.
That's my question.
Yes. Good.
Okay.
So which is worse, the accomplishment?
So I say it can't be Daraisa. See, the Gemara says, the Gemara is Paskins, you do one with three. But I say if you do the two singles, it wouldn't be Daraisa. But I'm minded to the Sfasemis in that case. Because since you have to do an Issa Daraisa. See, the Sfasemis is saying even if Mabashim is the Rabbanan, it wouldn't be an Issa Daraisa. I'm saying if only Mabashim is Daraisa. Okay. Ficha nearly bar. Drive by Bibshir Bishabis and the Raisa Mitzvah. Feel hachi lo dummy. We Bibshir Biyanti, Bibshir Bishabis. Shishabis Duchia.
Actually, that's what
classic. Shishabis Duchia Yitzel Choyla. Lo Hotra. Rambam, most Paiskim. Came out all Paiskim. That's how we Paskim. Shabbos is not Hutra. It's Bikoch Nefesh. Unfortunately. Yeah. Okay. Aber Choyla. It's a Chavlo Hutra. Ulefichach, kosher ikam malacha aser, aftos faso kamohu, umitzim midaraisa. Because it's duchuya. Aval yantiv shachal nefesh hutra, but yantiv is not doiche, yantiv nefesh is hutra. It's funny, what's the ramification of hutra? Even if you could have done it yesterday, even though Rashi holds achal nefesh, if you could have done it yesterday, it's the Ramon, Rashi Shita.
Not only Machshir, achal nefesh itself.
Right, that's Rashi Shita, all over Beitza, four or five times in Beitza. Rashi keeps on repeating that Ktsira and fishing, it's all because he could have done it yesterday. And the Ramon Paskin is like Rashi. That feel Efshimei going to Sharia, he's going like Taisis the Ran. But Rabbi said, I still think even, see, there's a big shail. I had a raya from a Rashi, and Yantif, if you could have done it yesterday, is that midaraisa midrabban? Eichel nefesh, you could have done it yesterday. So the Ran questions, says the Chor telling the Rabbanan, because what's Tosis Kasha and Rashi? The Gemara makes a chilp to machshir eichel nefesh, efshel asaisim. Vice says by eichel nefesh, there's no difference. Right. But if you learn it's only the Rabbanan, it's good. But I have a raya, you want to hear my raya, I have a nice raya from a Rashi, that Efshel Asasim Bayantav, Erev Yantav is Asim Medarais. I wish to go raya from Rashi in Beitza. What's my raya? Because, you know, Rashi in Beya holds, I don't know how could anybody argue with this, Taisis, see, the other Rishonim argue, Rashi holds, if it's only an Issa de Rabbanan, so you don't say Muktza Mas Mas Issa. Remember Rashi and Bey and the house that fell down, the Laman Afan Bebeis, Bay Shenifchas. So Rashi, or Tevel Mucha, Shemavel Tevel Mucha Retzo Shavish, Shemavel Mesikna Mesukha. Rashi learns. Since it's only an Issa de Rabbana, so it's not Mutsa.
Right.
Rashi says it on Laman Afan Bebeis, by the house that collapsed. So since that house is only Issa de Rabbana to knock it down, it's Avira de Livni, it's not really Stira, it's Issa de Rabbana, and you don't say Mutsa Machasis. Rashi says in Chavdal and Midbeis that Mechubar is Mokza because since Midlo Aktsinu, since he wasn't Kaitzerit before Yantif, so it's like Rogus Utsmuchim. Because since he weren't Kaitzerit before Yantif, Tziris, if that's only Drabbanim, you shouldn't say Mokza Machmasis. So that's my Raya that Rashi holds. If you could have done it yesterday, it's Asa Daraisa. Then you want to have a steer in Rashi's. Okay, so the Ran says, I feel Efshimei of the Shoy, Koshim Marbala Iker. That's his chiluk. The Rashba wants to know why is Yantif, the Rashba says, it's only the Rabbanans and Yantif that make him. Nice. It's a Daraisa. But by Shabbos, which is Duchi, it's also a Daraisa. Yantif, which is Hutra, Koshim Marbala Iker, Vatshe Betorach Echot, as long as it's one Torach, meaning one Maisa, Tosvaso Kamo, Void. And he adds another Svara. Shneim lechacham, shneim Torah achas yechachol nefesh. Tzuchol lishkol l'dakte. That's like a common sense, like a practical svara. If my bishum would be yasser, you have to measure how many meatballs do I need. And mother say, how many meatballs are you gonna eat? Yeah, you can't make extra.
Interferes with achol nefesh.
Lishkol l'dakte shvashel elam tzarch elov belvad. Like it says in Shmir Shabbos Kochas. Of course, a woman doesn't have to mitzamtzim. She cooks for dinner. You can't cook extra for the night, but your wife makes exactly when she serves up exact amount of meatballs.
No, but you might want to eat it. Okay, that enough is a heter. But if you're making tons because you're making for the whole army, so that you know.
Baruch Hashem. When our kids were home, so we made a big chulet. For years, I'm telling my wife, why are you making such a big children? She doesn't have it. She's like, I can't make a little children. Just put in less. Mind my own business. Yeah, I can't figure out. She can't learn how to make a small child.
Critical mass.
Good problem.
It tastes better when it's a big child. It's
impossible to make a small
child.
We have a little crock pot of our great.
It's easier now with the show.
Introduce it. So once you hold Rabbi Yisrael, Marbi Shiyum is Asa Midaraisa, you can't learn the Gemara in Erev like the Yisrael. See, if the Rashba wanted to learn the Gemara in Erev, it's L'Hakam like the Yisrael. It's only Asa the Rabbanon, L'Tzog Bismila will be Matar Marbi Shiyum. But the Ran holds Marbi Shiyum is Asa the Raisa, so the Gemara in Erev must be how they go. Now look at Rabbi Kidei. Now we'll study Rabbi Kidei. Last thing of this year is this nice little Rabbi Kidei here. The Mishnayis and Taisis Rabbi Kidei. First, Rabbi Kidei, somebody brings in the raya. One of the Rishonim brings a raya that Marbi B'Shurim is mutter, and is mutter from the case of the Gemara in Erevin. I maybe I have to start from here. I'm just, if you want to see from the top, he brings the Gemara in Erevin. If the mother needs it, it's sich nechai maravime. So that's it. Brings a raya. Marbi B'Shurim is mutter. The kashuli. Lomli the raya zu. Defshut chos. We are banan os. We kill tzarech mila. Like the Rashba. He brings a raya from that gemara. Marbi B'Shurim is mutter. The gam yesh kosh. Shem nechai maravide nachri. One of the Rishon, I forgot who Rabbi Kivek is quoting on the other side of the page. They bring a raya from that gemara in Erevin. The Marbi B'Shurim is mutter. He's asking, I want some God, somebody, I want to say, it's an open Gemara, Zion Beitza, Memalei Nachtun Chavah Shel Mayim, Af Mishen Tzachal Kitan Echad, finished, it's all here. Okay. So
what's this question here, one more time?
Somebody, one of the Achrayim, Kiveg is quoting, it's not a Katlakani Bagma, he's quoting a Gadol, who brought a Raya from a Sugin Erevin, that Marbi B'Shurim is Mutter. What are you bringing? The raya was weak, very weak raya. Oh,
you're talking about Shabbos or Yom Tov?
On Yom Tov l'chayr.
So in this case, it's not
Shabbos, right?
It's Shabbos.
It says here, Marbi B'Shurim is mutan Shabbos. I, it isn't. The Gemara Menachos is mutan, and Marbi B'Shurim is not mutan Shabbos. So it's a pella. It's all a pella on this person. On Yom Tov, we know it's mutan. It's a Gemara in Be'ah, open. Umizek kashali. Lebeis Hillel. The mutan lachim b'yom tov b'shvir chitz as panav yod v'rag. The little shovel chalnev. Here it is.
The coffee case.
Yeah, it's the coffee case. I brought another beer. This for that coffee case, right? Am I asalachim lechitzas kol gufo? Why is it asalachim lechitzas kol gufo?
Once it's wanted to do what? Part of the raglav.
Hagu b'chal gufo. Part of
kol gufo.
B'chal gufo. Part of the raglav. Tosfos says you can't cook up hot water for your whole body.
That's all.
It doesn't answer the question.
Yeah, we discussed the last thing.
See, not my answer. That's what I heard. I didn't know this round. That's what I said this week. So my answer to this question could be, what I think is, even have a riot from the Nodbi and they're not like me a little bit, that the answer is, that in Achanami. If you don't have any water, who says ein echanami? My b'shurim is mutter. The Gemara means if you have hot water, you have enough water for your feet. You want to cook up hot water for your rest of your body, it's aser. If you my b'shurim, it's mutter. Tzarchin. Sorry. So Rabbi Brown, kedarka b'kadosh, it's a lum d'shetes. It's hard to understand. But I say ein echanami. Kiveg is gerecht. So it comes out, if you're pulling out the hot water to wash your body, and you're being my b'shurim, you don't have hot water to wash your hands, feet and face in the house. So if you open the water to wash your feet, it's Marbi B'Shurim if you keep the water on. You're doing one action. You need the same action. Turn on the water. You don't need more of an action.
You're telling me that you can't do the other one. If you're dividing the two, then you know you can't boil up water to wash the rest of your body. What's the finish
on that? What do you mean you let it cook?
Right.
No, so it means like this.
What's the mark?
If you're saying that in the Konami, when you were doing the hands and face,
you can cook
up your Marbi B'Shurim. So what's the mark telling me that you can't?
The mark doesn't say that. The mark just says, it's asalachi lechitzas, you're not allowed to cook up hot water to wash your whole body. The mark doesn't say why. The rabbi says, the Gemara says it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, she can't do it. So I'm saying the case of the Gemara is. Now, see, Chaim is asking, does the Gemara say you can't cook up for your body? You can if you're cooking up for your hands, feet, and face.
Right. So that's what you're telling.
Yeah, so what does the Mishnah mean? So I'm saying, the Mishnah means if you have hot water. The Mishnah is talking when you have hot water. It's a question of it. It's a little bit daichuk. The Mishnah is talking when you have hot water for your hands, feet, and face. If you don't, then it'll be Marbi B'Shurim. I mean, to me, it answers Rabbi Kivega's kash. Doesn't answer it. It just.
If you already washed
your hands, feet, and face, you don't need to wash your hands.
You wash your hands, but now you're getting into the shower.
And now you're the same.
First of all, everybody in the house that wants to take a shower.
Maybe your mother will inspect your hands
allowed. Now look at, now he's gonna ask an Aaron. Now Rabbi Kivega, since I was waiting for this, Rabbi Kivega, this year. Va'ayin b'ran, ha'idu m'malachav yisana. Now Rabbi Kivega discusses our Ran, rabbis. Va'ayin b'ran, ha'idu m'malachav yisana. D'ribu gamkin bishol gam emidalais. He quotes the Ran, Rabbi Kivega, that we just studied. V'had aminin d'chaim agav imei. I think Gemara says
in the Shabbos, right?
Yeah, the case in Shabbos. D'chaim agav imei. D'aygu l'shvus.
So back to that,
so he's learning the pshat. The Ran has to learn it's agavime. So it's a shvus tamir lenoch is mut agavime. Loivante. Doesn't make sense. So what's the difference? If my b'shum is asa midoraisa, so what do you have to say? Cook up for the mother and add the ma'afresh ben agavime. Hello, came the shnei malacha doraisa. I'm sorry. If take Rabbi Kivega, the Gemara says take a guy, and because it's a shvus, so you can do it all your day guy. So what do you need to cook up for the mother? Make it ma'ar b'shiurim. Just ask the guy to cook up for the meila. Rabbi Kivega asks, if we're being matar mir l'nach, it's only a shvus, so we matar tzarich meila. And ma'ar b'shiurim is no rice. So why go for the why cook up for the mother?
It's something
less. That's the chsamsay.
I know.
So that's the machlekes the chsamsay of Kivega. Kivega is assuming that ma'ar b'shiurim is no rice. It's bishul. And the oil was asking, what is the you asked? This is the shaywa you asked, Ben. Where's the puzzle?
Exactly.
See, so that's machlekes chsamsay from Kivega. You know, Kivega in the Jewish v'chid. I remember Kivega in Erevin. He says maybe don't tell the guy how much to cook. Just do it on his own. Are you telling him to cook more? Just tell the guy to cook up water. You hope he'll cook up extra. But today he declares another terrace. Now, this is like a terrace. You can say, just tell the guy. But Pashtun, okay. You're telling him to tell him to cook up more. And if cooking up more is daraisa, so Kivega goes, what? So just tell him to cook up for the bris. Just tell him to cook for this. Why do you have to do it agav the mother? I said, terrace up to Chsam Seifa to his. Father-in-law, right? Dr. Chassam said to the Shver, so he writes in the Tshuva someplace, I think, I don't remember. Chassam said to Rabbi Kivega, it's not the same. Ma'ar b'shiurim is asa d'oraisa, but it's not mamish the malach. It's like a question, chatzi shiur asa midoraisa. If you're a chatzi shiur, you don't get malchus. He's saying, the Ran is mud, it's d'oraisa, but it's not mamish chayv skila, you won't be chayv skila.
But actually, you have a raya from this from the Gemara Menachos, because the Gemara Menachos says, take three, because it's only one maisa. Or take three because it's only one mice, even though everything is a deraisa. Because according to the Ran, Ma'ar b'shiurim is a deraisa, right? So the Gemara says prefer the case, even though
and
everything is a deraisa.
Ma'ar b'shiurim of the two singles,
correct.
Thank you very much.
It's a right to that. That's right to that.
Terrace. So you're saying from the terrace of the Gemara Menachos, we said according to the Ran, what's not the answer? It's all deraisa. So according to Rabbi Kivega, you have to learn. It's still better to do less b'tzira. Even though they're both malachas, but I'd rather do less actions. It's a new yisoid to do less actions. Right. Even though accomplishing more is also a malacha, but I'd rather do less actions. Right. But toiv lechsam seif, it's saying the mar malachas is more geshmak, because it's true you have to do it two do daraisas, but this is just daraisa. Two betziris is two malachas.
Is the fact that somebody
better like the chsam seif?
Is the fact that somebody turns the knob in the shower make it into a grumma? Because now you're only allowing the water that's already in the pipes, and then it comes in. So that with the what's his name,
the water coming
in, then
well, it's grama.
The worst it would be exera.
No, you don't mean exera. Gram is big machlekes. It's mutter
It really depends how quickly it comes in.
No, it comes in. It's physics. The only way the water goes out is when the water comes.
But it has to be. There's a delay.
The water would not come out. So it's not that fresh. Not called gram. It's direct action. It's not grama.
If it's not. No, because
when you cut out the water, it's letting in what's it's one action.
How long does it take the water to get out?
As soon as this water comes out, no water.
If it's on the roof, then you don't need water.
That water goes all the way up.
So you're saying that's mamish instantaneous.
That's what
it depends where they have the hot water tank on the roof and the basement.
I don't know the physics of it, but that's what we're
now. Rabbi Yisai, I just wanted to be ma'ir in the final. Few minutes we have here. I want to. We have the Noda B'Yehuda that the Rabbi Yehuda, there was a guy, very fascinating Jew, we studied a few shiurim lately, we've been looking into this Rabbi Yehuda, where he says that if you're going to the mikveh, the lady wants to go to the mikveh, they want to warm up the mikveh. So on Yontif, he holds maybe he can warm up the mikveh on Yontif, because for Yontif, you can warm up the Yontif, because since you have to go to the mikveh, you're not doing it's tainug. You have to go to the mikveh. Okay. And that's to go to cold mikveh, shavu l'chol nefesh. You shouldn't go to cold mikveh. So he would be moderate, not be able to warm up the mikveh. But the case was, there are two shiles. Being tovel hot water in Yontif, there's one shile. Can be tovel in a hot bath, even if they cooked the machlokes mechaben the Rav Moah. Can be tovel if it was cooked up before. That's a machlokes mechaben the Rav Moah. So he wants to say the Rav Moah is moed by a mikveh. Then he says, I'll even be agreeing, you can cook up that water to warm up a mikveh on Yontif. Because it's shavu l'chol nefesh, you're not doing it for tainuk, you're doing it for the chiv mikveh. And memele, it's shavu l'chol nefesh, it shouldn't be ice cold. I argue that today we don't bathe for tainuk. One of my arguments is that we're not bathing for tainuk. Nobody takes hot bath for tainuk anymore. It's for health. We're taking it for health. So if you're taking it for health,
that's
people don't do it for tainuk anymore.
Every day, absolutely, they do it for tainuk.
I don't think people take baths.
Yeah, relax.
Take it easy. Maybe a bath. Who takes baths? 30
years,
I don't
take it.
Women
take baths.
Yeah, but women take baths. Women think it's a big toy, but women think you have to take a bath when you go to the mikveh. It's a little bit, it's, you know, my Rebbe, Shlita, you know. But women think they have to take a bath to go to the mikveh. They don't.
Well, that's really.
So that's the structure they get.
But you know, we know it's not. Maybe a little bit of a hoax. But anyway, so he says the case was here. What they wanted to do is warm up the hot water on Yontif for Shabbos. They wanted to say, so he wants Mar B'Shiur, cook up that water. Somebody, it was Erev Yontif for Shabbos. They wanted a mikveh for Friday night, so they'll cook up the hot water Friday. The guy will take a little coffee. That was the tshuva in the Rabbi Yehuda. Take a little coffee, a little harama. See, the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't like a little harama. And take a little coffee. And the Ma'ar Bishurim, you'll cook up the hot water for
the mikvah on Shabbos.
For the mikvah on Shabbos. So now, is this mutter from Yontif to Shabbos? Let's say there'd be no coffee. The Shabbos wouldn't take some coffee. Would you be able to cook up hot water for Yontif to Shabbos? That's certainly us, sir, because it's not fit for today. For Yontif, you're not allowed to do it. So you're not allowed to do it for Shabbos. And Erev Tav Shin can work. Yeah, and then he says,
why can't Erev?
Then he says, maybe because it's not fit for today. Erev Tav Shin only works. Maybe you'll have company. So he says, maybe you'll have company that people, a bunch of women, need to wash their hands, feet, and face.
Yeah,
that's what he says. But he's like, I had a strong tine against him. See, why? By the mikveh, you're not cooking up to wash. He says, hayol, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, maybe there's a hayol here. He doesn't like me. He says, I don't like it. Maybe the Erev Tav Shin works. Hayol, you have a bunch of women have to wash their hands and feet. But you're not cooking up to wash your body.
But it could be. That's sufficient. Why do I have to use it? I could use it. Why isn't that sufficient? Erev Tav Shin
was there. You're saying...
You don't have to say it in a mikveh. Right. You're warming up the water.
I mean, what is this?
Have a purpose for it today. If somebody wants,
I could use it today. I could use it today. Even though you're not using it for that. So what is this? It's mitaycha oil. That's oil. Oil vat that I can use it. Even though I'm not using it to wash.
So
and somebody can wash with it. Somebody can wash.
If people are going to come.
So now you're using the Arab for it. Now you're using the Arab. You're using oil, the combination of oil and the Arab.
Right. So oil means... So yeah, so you're right. So, I mean, I thought, but
it could be used.
Yeah, but ain't a chinam. I mean, you don't need so much hot water to wash hands and face. You'll have a bunch of women will come. They'll all wash their hands, feet, and face. So he says, lo yisimate bazel amaisa. He doesn't say why. I learned pshat because it's not clear that Erev Tav Shin works for non food.
Oh,
we said.
What about
Shraga, at least mention that.
Yeah.
I was thinking
about
that.
Maybe the light is Letzarech Achila also. Yeah. See, there's another Machlokes Yishlam. You need Erev Tav Shin for that because you're lighting it on Yontif, supplying light on Yontif. That's the Shiloh Yishlam if you need Lagluki Shraga. Because you're not only doing it for Shabbos, it's working for you. You're having enough from it when you light it. But it could be that the ashrag is for eating also. I'll stay. I mean, it's that gotcha that you have.